Often, when visiting a museum, there's a strict no-touching policy. At Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, families can have a hands-on experience while visiting the Experience Art Studio. Yesterday, a group of local school children and museum staff members were on hand at a small gathering to acknowledge a $1 million gift from the Shoemaker family. The gift will benefit the hands-on educational programs of the museum. Melba Shoemaker attended the event along with other members of her family.
The arts have always been a very favorite thing in my past. And with, like I said, what the grandchildren always did at home, and we always had drawings and paintings, and this just seemed a natural for me to have to provide the funds for them having supplies and keeping it all up to date. And when something breaks, there's the money there to, you know, have it fixed. So it just seemed natural to do the interactive art gallery. So they had the money each year.
Museum Director Don Bacigalupi explains the Experience Art Studio is a drop-in studio for children and adults to experience art from a variety of different perspectives.
Some of the highlights are a listening station where you're asked to put on headphones and hear a verbal description of a work of art, and you're asked to draw what you hear. So it's about listening skills related to looking skills. It's kind of the reverse of the typical museum tour. And then there is the connect area where you're asked to take two works of art from the museum's collection and draw a connection between them. So, for instance, if you choose two portraits, you might say, what does Dolly Parton have to say to Bill Clinton? Two works from our collection. And what do these two works have to do together? It's a way of constructing narratives and connections across the collection. Other spaces include dress-up areas where children particularly, but some adults, can dress up in the costumes of people depicted in some of our works of art in the galleries and play at different periods in American art history.
Next door, there is a whole range of workshop studios where families can drop in and participate in art-making activities. Bacigalupi says the workshop studios have been a great hit, and he has seen thousands of guests take creations home as souvenirs of their visit. He says the studios provide different ways of learning through art.
Well, we knew that we wanted to have spaces for families to learn, and we acknowledged that a lot of our visitors are coming to a museum for the first time. So we wanted to kind of break down the barrier of going into a gallery cold, so to speak, and have a way in, a kind of access point for people to understand from their daily experiences of play or conversation or listening, to understand that artists have these same experiences and works, great works of art come out of those same kinds of ideas. So this is a kind of entry point and access point for works of art. It's also a lot of fun.
The recognition ceremony came on the heels of another big announcement for the museum. Earlier in the week, Crystal Bridges announced a 4-year partnership with the Louvre, the High Museum of Art in Atlanta, and the Terra Foundation of American Art in Chicago.
And the partnership will provide a series of exhibitions that we will jointly curate and will travel to Paris, to Bentonville, and to Atlanta that will focus on aspects of American art and American art history. And the first one will open at the Louvre in January of 2012, and then we'll travel here to Bentonville in the spring, in May of 2012. And this first one focuses on the kind of advent of American landscape painting with Thomas Cole, a great painter who's well represented in our galleries. So that will be very important for the European audience, particularly at the Louvre in Paris, to see American art at its very beginnings, and then that exhibition will travel with all of those contributors, collection material, paintings from the Louvre, from the High Museum, from the Terra Foundation, and from Crystal Bridges, and that show will travel. Then that will be succeeded in 2013 by another exhibition focusing on a different aspect of American art history. So this partnership will continue for the next 4 years, and then will culminate with an even bigger exhibition in the fifth year, which we've not yet announced, but that's something to look forward to.
Bacigalupi will travel to Paris in January to launch the exhibition and the beginning of the partnership at the Louvre. While abroad, he will speak about Crystal Bridges at a symposium. He says he's looking forward to presenting Crystal Bridges, all that it represents, its collections, and its ideas in Europe.
We are blessed by having great colleagues around the world, and they're very interested in what we're doing, what we're collecting, the exhibition programming, the educational programs that we're creating. And indeed, institutions like the Louvre are obviously much older than we and most museums in this country. They are deeply interested in what's happening in North America, what's happening with American art history, and they want to be able to provide those experiences for their audiences in Europe. And of course, the Louvre draws visitors from all over the world, so it's a great benefit to us to share our resources, our intellectual resources, and our collections with audiences abroad. So we're very excited about it.
More information is available at crystalbridges.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
You've got to come too.